Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Thank you so much for returning. And if you are new here, welcome. I hope that you get all the gems that you are looking for. And I encourage you to go back and listen to some past episodes. Anywho, today we're going to talk about your energy. So here's my question to you. If you were to look back over the last 7 days, we'll make it easy for you. Where have you been exerting most of your energy? Who has been getting majority of your energy? Okay, is it work? Your coworkers? Your boss? Is it your kids? Summertime, so you know they need a lot, especially when it comes to them snacks. Is it your parents? Are you a caregiver and either they're living with you or you're running back and forth to their house or flying to make sure that they're good? Is it friends? Do you have friends that, let's just say you're the strong friend and so you're always available and you're the one that they vent with and you're just making time to constantly problem solve with them? Is it your community? Are you out here doing community service and showing up for everyone and pouring into your community, whether it's men, women, children, the elderly? You're just pouring into your community because you wanted to see it grow. And last, are you pouring your energy into you? I put that last on purpose, because I'm pretty sure if you're listening and you are anything like I used to be, and sometimes can still be, you're at the very bottom of that list. And that list is not even exhausted. There's probably still some more. There's probably some pets in there, some siblings, some aunties, some uncles, the church community. Like, there's probably a list of people that you put your energy into. And a lot of times when you're at the bottom of the list, you don't necessarily make the cut. So for me, if you were to ask me this question 3 years ago, I would have told you that work and specifically traffic got majority of my energy. I used to drive in a day 3 hours because I live on the outskirts of Atlanta, so I would have to drive 45 minutes to get to work. Well, we all know that 45 minutes in real life in Atlanta is about an hour and a half. So I would spend 3 hours in traffic. So the energy to sit into traffic and pay attention, make sure that no one's hitting you, especially in the dark, you know, like I would have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to leave, to miss the bulk of traffic. And then when the season changed, I would be driving in the dark on the way home. So it was just like a very tense situation going to and coming home. So at work, I'm giving all of my energy to the patients because I was working in a mental health hospital setting. So I'm giving them all of my energy. And I was working with some of, you know, like some acute psychotic clients, some patients, and it takes a lot of energy to, you know, help them, talk to their families, make, you know, talk to the doctors, talk to the nurses, make sure they get everything they need. And then I had to sit in traffic and come home and deal with my family. And it's just, when you're in those type of situations, you can see everything that is not right and that can cause you to be frustrated. So I knew I had to make a change with my energy when my kids and my partner started telling me about how angry I was and how I wasn't fun to be around. And like everyone would disperse when I came home. Mind you, I wasn't up long because I was exhausted. But when I was here, I was hell on wheels, apparently. So I knew that something had to change. And I made that change. I put myself at the top of my list and I ended up leaving that job to work for myself, which is a story in itself of how leaving there and getting to here and learning how to prioritize myself has been a journey. But I recognized where I was putting all my energy, and it wasn't in the places that I valued or found important. And this is why your energy, protecting your energy, is really, really important. So it's important because you have to take care of yourself. Like, we are sold this story that by putting everyone first, we're doing the best that we can, and we are showing up for people and, you know, giving our all. A lot of times we don't even have all to give, but because we've been sold this story from society, and we've been sold the story from our mothers and our grandmothers, we don't take the time to take care of ourselves, like physically, mentally, and emotionally take care of ourselves. The energy is how we feel inside. So if we're not taking care of ourselves inside, and I will say this time and time again, y'all, we are unaliving ourselves by not protecting our energy and taking care of ourselves. All of these health diseases could be, you know, they could be managed if we just took the time to pay attention that we need something, or if we asked for help. That's why it's important. And we're always going to come up to adversity, right? Being a Black woman in this world, there hardly will be a perfect day where we're not dealing with some type of foolishness or we're not showing up for someone. However, if we're showing up burnt out, you're no good. You're no good for nobody. You really are no good for anybody. Showing up from a burnt out place means that you don't even have the right ability, the cognitive ability, to problem solve for yourself or for anyone else. So you're not 100%. So what are you really doing in that situation but frustrating someone and frustrating yourself and taking yourself even deeper into a hole? When you take care of yourself and you protect your energy and you are very intentional about who gets your energy, you have more energy to pour into those people that you actually love and want to pour into them. Why are we just giving our energy away then? If it's so important and we need it to sustain, you know, a pleasurable life, why are we just giving it away? Well, it's the expectation. It's the expectation and the obligation that that's what we are supposed to do. You saw your mom do it. You saw your grandmother do it. They, like, this is a history. There's probably never an episode where we can't go back into history and show how this trickled down and where we saw it. And right now, we are making the decision to do something different, but we don't know what that looks like. We are in trial and error. What does it look like for me to tell my family no? What does it look like for me to tell my boss no? Right? Like, that's foreign. That's foreign. And then we're out here in this world that doesn't necessarily respect us as women, as Black women, as successful Black women, as influential Black women, as Black women doing it all. And sometimes showing up in the world as that skews our decision making for safety reasons, right? For safety reasons. Taking me, for example, there were times where I had to pick and choose. Do I want to protect my energy or do I want to keep my job? Which one do I want to do? Now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Towards the end, I always chose my energy because at that point I knew I was leaving. I didn't care. But in certain spaces, it really is the matter of, for survival reasons, I can't choose my energy. And that's where paving that way for yourself, that trial and error for yourself, comes into play. Like, what ends up being more important? How do I maneuver through this situation to get out of the situation so that I'm not in a place where I'm constantly thinking I don't have a choice but to put my energy on the back burner for this situation, right? And because we are descendants of ancestors from slavery, there is this innate thing in us that's waiting for permission, right? Permission to put ourselves first. Because back then, you weren't allowed to put yourself first until someone said that you could. And the likelihood that someone would tell you that you could put yourself first was very slim. Very slim. And again, if that is what we're coming from, how do we know any different? How do we know any different? Waiting for someone to say, you can go to sleep, you can take a nap, you know, feeling like I want to be validated for doing this. Like, tell me it's okay. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. Tell me that I'm doing the right thing, because our DNA is made up of signals that say, this isn't okay. Like, this just doesn't, it doesn't even feel okay. It doesn't even feel right to be doing this. Because at one point in time in our life, in our ancestors' lifetime, it wasn't right. It wasn't okay. That could lead to death. Right. So while your nervous system is like, alert, alert, we can't prioritize our energy, we can't focus on ourselves because we're going to die. At some point in time in history, that was an absolute truth. It was an absolute truth. However, now you have to give yourself permission. You have to invite yourself to realize that that's not the case anymore. Taking care of yourself is what's safe. It's how you show up for other people. It's how you are able to continue to maneuver through this life that is going to throw you blow after blow after blow. You have to have the strength to show up. The only way you're going to have the strength to show up is to pour into yourself, to protect yourself from people that have ill will, to protect yourself from people that are energy vampires and literally just use you because you make them feel better about themselves. And we teach people how to treat us, so we are also going to have to reteach people how to treat us, which means that people will fall off, because if all they've known from you is that you will always show up for them, you will always pour your energy into them, even when you have none, when you're on fumes, it's gonna piss them off when you choose to change. But that's okay. And that's a topic for another episode. Now, if you're like, okay, Natasha, I hear you. I need to protect my energy. I need to pour into myself. How do I realistically do that? I got you. So I got three ways. You have to set boundaries. Boundaries is a way for you to kind of like, think of it as a force field. Think of it as a shield, a bubble that you are in. And your boundary is what keeps people out. Think of it that way. Just imagine yourself in a bubble. The bubble is your boundary. Sometimes you let people in and sometimes you don't. You get to make that choice. One of the best ways and one of my favorite ways of sticking to my boundaries is saying no. As a complete sentence, no. Now, in the beginning, I've never really had issues with the word no, but I have had multiple clients that have struggled with that one little word. And so one of the exercises that I have my clients do, because a lot of them are on the spectrum end of yes, 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 like people pleasing and always saying yes, I tell them for 2 weeks, if it's not something that you're really excited about or something that you really want to do without a doubt, it's not a hell yes, tell them no. And so I make them spend 2 weeks exercising their no. And let me tell you something, they struggle. they struggle because, again, it's like danger, danger. We're going to die if we say no. But also, I don't want to disappoint anybody. I don't want anybody to be upset with me. Listen, we have to be okay with people being upset with us. We have to be okay with our no hurting people's feelings because it's protecting us. Now, as much as they're uncomfortable with this 2 week, as uncomfortable as they are with this 2 week exercise, they do feel better on the back end. I've never had anyone come back to me after doing this exercise and saying, oh my God, I absolutely hated it. I just want to continue to be a people pleaser and say yes, yes, yes. No, they enjoy it. It's just, it's a muscle that has to be built. It just has to be built. It has to, it's one of those, you have to know that it's okay to say no, to see what it looks like on the other end, this new life, what you're cultivating and the safety that you're creating for yourself by using your no. So that's one. Two, take breaks. Take breaks. The most important thing that you could do for yourself is take a break to go pee. How many of you are listening right now and you're holding your pee? Take a break. This is a podcast. You can listen to me. Go pee, right? Like, honor your rest. Honor your breaks. Stop breaking your back for the people that you work for. Stop breaking your back for your family. Like, it's okay to take a break. Towards the end of me working in corporate, when it was brought to my attention about like how I showed up when I came home from work, I intentionally put 30 minutes into my evening. So when I got home, I was like, just give me 30 minutes, let me decompress, and then I'll be able to show up. And that helped until I was able to transition out of that space. And some of you are working from home. Some of you are like, everyone is up under you 24/7. Implement some breaks. Go outside, go for a walk, go take a drive and come back. Give yourself a transitional space to rest. Go take your naps. I have a whole episode. It was the last episode about resting and all the different ways that you can rest. It's not just taking a nap. There are so many other ways for you to rest. I highly, highly recommend you going and listening to episode 3 of this season about rest. Yes. Yes, that means that it's okay for those loads of laundry to just sit there. Better yet, it's okay if someone else does those loads of laundry. Just thought I'd throw that out there. And practice self-care. Practice self-care. And self-care doesn't have to include money. One of the things that I love to do is go sit outside and stare at my garden. I am in awe of what I have been able to produce in my driveway, in buckets. I am in awe of the sunflower that is really tall but has not grown its head yet. I am in awe of the cucumber and how it's coming in. I am in awe of the bee that goes from flower to flower to flower to flower. It is self-care for me to see what I was able to create just by putting a seed in dirt and watering it. Okay, it's about putting your feet on the ground. It's about going for a walk. It's about taking a deep breath. It's about reading a book, and not reading a book because you're trying to grow personally or professionally, like just reading a book because it's fun. Self-care, it is going to change your life, and it doesn't even cost a dollar. Okay. And I'm going to give you a bonus. I'm going to give you a number 4. Prioritize your needs. So when we started at the beginning of this episode and I was listing off all the people that you give your energy to, let's shift self from the bottom of the list and let's shoot you up to the top of the list, right? Let's put you at the top and let's prioritize your wants and your needs. Because when you focus on your wants and your needs, you have more energy. I promise you, you have more energy to take care of those that you love, those that you want to pour into, and you see that you're not showing up 100% for them. When you put in 100% into yourself, you are able to put 100% into other people. Your phone is going to die if you don't charge it. Your computer is going to die if you don't charge it, and you will be able to do nothing with it. You are the exact same way. There is no, I'm going to just keep putting out these fumes, and I will forever be able to put out fumes. No, when your car eventually runs out of fumes and it stops, believe me, I have made the mistake of thinking that I can make it. And my car said, no, girl, no, we need gas. We're not going to make it. We're just going to stop. And I had to figure out something. I had to find a way to put gas in it because it was not going. Your body is not going to go if you're not pouring into it. It is going to deteriorate. And that could be detrimental to you and those that you love. So let's just scoot you on up to the number one spot. Okay. So that is all for this episode. I really hope that you took some gems. I hope that this resonated for you. And I hope that you are going to take some action, because it's one thing to listen to all of this and be shaking your head and saying, yes, that's me, I understand, and then not doing anything about it. If you really want things to change, you have to do something different. So if you are wanting support, if you, this really resonated with you and you're like, okay, Natasha, I want to focus into my wants and my needs. Like, I don't even know where to start there. Head over to closetfreechronicles.com/pleasure. And we can help you get you started on this journey. You do not have to do it alone, but it is important to do it. You got to get started somewhere. And I would love to be on that journey with you. So I will talk to you next week. I love you and have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.